Okay, Jenny, it's great to have you here in Vanuatu for a little while.
Thanks, Tess. Good to be back.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on this apparent spat at the diplomatic level between Fiji and Papua New Guinea. So we saw the other day in the Fiji Sun a big splash, Fiji claiming it's been backstabbed over the appointment of the Secretary General to the Secretariat. So what's the background to that?
Well, I think there are a few origins in this long-running spat. We've seen some disagreements between Papua New Guinea and Fiji over some business deals at the national level. We've seen some disagreements over the Papua New Guinea High Commissioner in Fiji. We've seen some unhappiness between the two countries about different courses of action in the Melanesian Spearhead Group. So it's kind of a multifaceted and quite complex dispute. I think that what it does point to is a bit of a power play between the region's two major powers.
Okay, and what do you think this means in terms of regional stability overall?
Well, I think we've seen, probably until the Fiji coup in 2006, Fiji really take the role as the Pacific Islands region's leader. Of course, I'm excluding Australia and New Zealand here. Fiji always claimed to represent the island's interests, as one of the founding members of the Pacific Islands Forum. And Papua New Guinea has not been terribly good at asserting regional leadership. That has changed fairly recently under Prime Minister O'Neill. He's declared an ambition to pursue leadership for Papua New Guinea. He's announced some aid programs for a number of countries in the region. He did that last year at the Pacific Islands Forum and again just last week in Palau. So we've seen Papua New Guinea really try and step up to the plate. We've also seen Fiji in the last few years, while it's been suspended from the forum, pursue leadership through the Melanesian Spearhead Group. So we're seeing now, I think, the region's two largest nations and two biggest economies really start to not necessarily fight it out, but certainly posture for leadership of the region.
Okay, and do you think this is going to have any effect on Dame Meg Taylor's initial stint as Forum Secretary at Secretary General?
I think she's a very good choice, and I think her selection by the region as the Secretary General of the Forum is a demonstration of Papua New Guinea's growing power and growing influence in the region. As we all know, that position does tend to go between the sub-regions, so Papua New Guinea getting its candidate up this time is really, I think, shows their power. The Fiji candidate, Kaliopate Tavola, and unfortunately from Fiji's point of view, didn't get up. Fiji, I think, will find it hard while it's still suspended from the forum to pursue its leadership ambitions while there is a Papua New Guinean who is at the chair of the forum who is very much supported by the Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. Well, I'm sure there's more to come, so we'll be talking about this again.
Very interesting. Thanks, Tess.